From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
I am so angry about this. I'm so disgusted with Trump and RFK. This quote from a high-ranking, brilliant leader in health care around the country. Thank you, RFK and Trump, for bringing back an eradicated disease. Doctors haven't seen a case of measles in 25 friggin' years, and now we have two dead in Pennsylvania. It's disgusting. They have blood on their hands. You can love Trump all you want. This disgusts me. And the ignorance out there. And the victims are unvaccinated. What are you going to say now? They deserved it. Is that where you're going? Because that's how you live. Because that's how you roll. No one deserves to die through their ignorance. No one deserves to die from an eradicated disease, ailment, dysfunction of our culture, bad info, bad social media, bad lies. You're going to be fine. No one cares about measles. We do now. Three deaths all last year in America. Two in Pennsylvania this morning. Sickening. Frightening. More to come. He will never say, I told you so, but I will. We told you so. We saw this train coming. And one of the premier doctors in America, Don Yearly, the chief medical officer at UPMC, you find no solace in telling folks that you warned them this would happen, sir, but it did happen. And now what do we do?
Well, this is a wake-up call, Marty, and I think that's why you're on the topic today. Measles is something that is largely preventable with vaccination, and often afflicts some of the youngest people in our society, and we have the solution in our hand. And because of a variety of forces, some of which are misinformation, we're not using that solution. We did for multiple decades. Marty, I hadn't seen cases of measles in real practice for 2 decades because we had done a very good job immunizing it. Now it's back. Not everyone dies from it. Very few people do. But why would any have to die from it when there's really a solution that's easy and exceptionally safe?
It's hard to imagine, man. It just is. We don't know much about it at this point. Lancaster County, do you know any details, age, serve, that sort of thing, of the folks who die?
I don't know any of the details. Lancaster County is heavily populated with people of an Amish or Plain background.
Yep.
Who have beliefs about interactions with the healthcare system and variety of forms of healthcare that are endemic to their religion. But above and beyond that, we have a lot of other folks who, not so much a true religion, it's become a kind of a populist belief about vaccination and the lack of value. Vaccination saves illness, and in this case, it could save lives.
Tell me, the most significant message you can pass on to folks listening right now who are unvaccinated? Playing with fire, sir.
It's okay to have questions about what does the vaccine do that's good for me and what could it do that maybe isn't so good for me, and have a informed conversation with your doctor. I'm fairly certain at the end you'll realize that the benefits far, far, far outweigh any risks, and they keep you and, more importantly, your children safe. It's an easy trade-off. It's two vaccination shots early on that virtually everyone tolerates well, and it protects you for a lifetime. It seems like a cheap price to pay for that type of benefit.
Dr. Don Yearley, UPMC's Chief Medical Officer, how do you die from this, sir? Help me out.
Well, the two most fearful complications is either the measles affecting your lungs, essentially creating a pneumonia, or affecting your nervous system, your brain in particular. And you end up with very severe forms of that infection. Once that part's entrenched, it's very hard to treat. Antibiotics will not treat the virus that causes the measles. And most of the care is supportive with some other aspects and hoping that you can recover. Wouldn't it be smarter to have your immune system ready to fend off the invader before that measles virus had a chance to be entrenched? That's what we do with vaccination. We prepare you in advance.
Hey, Doc, have you seen folks walk through your doors that are sick from measles?
We have just started in Western Pennsylvania to see people with clinical measles arrive. It was more prominent on the eastern and central part of the state, but it was only a matter of time that this would spread. People travel. I am unaware of any measles cases in the Commonwealth that happened in someone who was fully immunized. Just hasn't happened yet. So there's the proof in the pudding.
Hold on. So people get this. So my man just nailed it. You don't have one damn case of measles with someone who's been immunized?
Not that I've seen this year in the Commonwealth. Even if one happened, it wouldn't change the math that immunized people are very well protected if they've had both of the shots, either as a child or as an adult. And those that aren't fully immunized, putting themselves at risk. Yes, many will have an annoying disease rather than a life-threatening. But a small part of them, and you can't predict that in advance, have this terrible outcome, either death or real serious illness. Why would you trade that? Why would you want to gamble
with that? Hey, Doc, I'm kind of old. How the hell do I remember? How do folks even remember if they had the vaccination? I'm serious.
You're mature, and in our lifetime, you and I aren't that different in age.
Right.
Measles vaccination was virtually everyone.
Yep.
There wasn't the questioning. So I would have zero doubt that you've been immunized.
So my point is anyone in their 60s, sir, anyone in their 60s would say, I've had it, right?
They would very likely have had it. We can test for antibodies to see if you still retain some of that activity. But virtually everyone who grew up in the United States of our age was immunized. It really began a little over a decade ago when people began to question immunizations in general, that the part of the population that was unvaccinated began to grow.
Hey, Doc, what are my symptoms? What do I see, hear, feel first if I have it?
Well, if you have measles, you usually start with a fever. Sometimes a very specific red rash that's on your skin. It can even extend into your mouth and create a few spots. And occasionally some difficulty breathing, kind of congestion. So it looks like a lot of other viral illnesses. We recognize it when the rash comes. It's not often the first thing, but it's usually early on. Most healthy children will tolerate this well. They'll be miserable. I don't know why you would want that for your child. And they'll develop a secondary immunity. You can prevent all that with two simple vaccinations.
Hey, Doc, isn't it insanely easy to spread, sir?
Oh, it absolutely. It's one of the easiest things to spread around. And it's one of the challenges we have in healthcare. If someone presents with active measles, trying to identify who came even near them and what their immunization status is. It is just spread way easier, even easier than you remember during the COVID years when we were worried about this. Measles is probably one of the most contagious viruses around.
You were doing contact tracing for one case last week. You were trying to track down 100 people. It's that contagious, sir, right?
Yeah, you don't just need close contact. Even, you know, being in a closed room with someone would be enough. The measles virus is highly efficient spreading around. The flip side of it is immunization does a wonderful job at protecting virtually everybody.
Hey, where can I get the shots, sir?
Almost anywhere. Many of pharmacies offer the shot. Many physician offices, lots of opportunity for this. And I suspect even more now that people are hearing about this. So lots of opportunity. Start first with your physician or your healthcare provider. If you have any questions, the health department can help guide you in the right direction. It's available. It's easy to do. It's two separate injections spread in time, a few months apart. And it provides immunity essentially for a lifetime.
Dr. Don Yearley, Chief Medical Officer, UPMC, someone like you who cares so much and knows so much, this has to aggravate you, sir.
Well, the aggravating part is, Marty, the solution is in our hand, and it's simple. And more importantly is there's a lot of misinformation out there about vaccination in general and this in particular. Could someone in your family, a child, another loved one, develop immunity a different way, essentially by getting infected and recovering? They could, but it's often a miserable experience. Mm. And for some people, it's a life-threatening.
Do you fear there'll be more deaths? Do you fear more deaths, sir?
I don't know that there'll be more because still most people recover from it, even if they're not, but they're miserable. And what today shows us that even if most do well, some don't. Those deaths were likely completely preventable. And to those families, I am sure they're feeling the loss today.
This is scary, brother. Three deaths in America all last year from measles, two in one day in Pennsylvania. Scary, sir, isn't it?
It is scary. The solution's in our hands. We just have to embrace it.
Don Yearley, the best. Thank you, sir. It's important stuff. Truth to power. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Pay attention, folks, please. Please. Please.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Aging control systems can increase downtime and risk. Graybar helps you plan the right automation upgrades to improve reliability and prepare for what's next. Yep, Graybar does that.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Come on. I want to hear someone. Two dead from freaking measles, man. We all have the shot. If you're 60, you got it. Ah. Patrick asked the question, if you're an unvaccinated adult, can you still get the vaccine? Yes. Most pharmacies have it. Ask your physician. Two doses, months apart. Patrick is much younger than I am. Do you have it? Do you remember? I don't remember. I guess I do.
Oh, absolutely. It was standard. The MMR is just, it's basic pediatric vaccinations.
Huh.
You had to have it to get into school.
Oh, okay. In Arkansas.
Yeah, I believe it's required in PA as well. Most states it's required.
Hmm. And some of the lower vaccination rates, the further you get outside of a city, like you get out in Butler County, I'm just being honest, the more Trump you get, the less vaccines. And blame it on your boy and his wonderful influence. Walgreens offers walk-ins. Many primary care and pediatric offices have it. All right. Patrick made some very concise and spot-on graphics. Go through some of those numbers for us, please, Patrick.
Sure. If you're watching on the stream here, you see them too, and I think you shared them in socials.
Yep.
Again, the two cases in Lancaster, we don't know a lot of details yet. We're expecting to learn more about that at the news conference at 11:30. Both unvaccinated. First deaths in the state in 35 years. Currently, there are 393 cases across 26 Pennsylvania counties. But again, the first deaths in 35 years. And
what did you say about last year in the whole country? How many deaths?
Three deaths in the U.S. last year across the whole country. Two children and one adult. And right now, across the nation, there's only 2,700 cases total. So it's more than there have been in the past. But
what's disgusting, and that's what it is these jagoffs, RFK, telling us that this MMR can lead to autism. There is no data. Zero. It's a friggin' lie. Irritates me so much. And these people buy this crap, and now there's two dead. And you heard Don Yearly. Not one case of measles in Pennsylvania from someone who's vaccinated. Not one. And the thing is, if these idiots aren't getting their kids vaccinated and one of them brings it to school, according to Don Yearly, Patrick, it spreads like wildfire, sir.
Very, very quickly.
The truth is, folks, if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're now risking your life and the life of others. And it's the same old crap and the same old lies and the same old BS that you're buying into. I don't understand it. What amazes me is that you'll find more time to seek out lies than you'll seek out the truth. What amazes me is the crap you send me about the dangers of the vaccinations. What amazes me is that you won't read it, you'll just believe it. Chasing lies and chasing BS. What amazes me is that now we have deaths. If you're sitting out there in rural America, and that's where the biggest issue is, because you're Trumpers, and that's on you, and you think Trump, who one time said Clorox bleach, right? Remember that? Inject Clorox bleach to kill COVID. Your boy Trump. Now they're saying, implying that this MMR can cause autism. It's a bald-faced lie. And now we have dead people in Lancaster. Probably Amish, right, Patrick? I mean, that's kind of what the doc implied, probably.
Yeah, that's typical from what we've seen in some of these past outbreaks, too. In Ohio, 2014, I believe it was, there was a pretty significant outbreak in the Amish community there. And it's for them, it's not political. It's that they don't trust a lot of the you know, a lot of the vaccinations and medicine, they just shy away from it all. But after that outbreak in 2014, the vaccination rates in that community went up 80%. So they got the message when the outbreak happened, but typically that's why we see it. In Texas, I believe it was a Mennonite community.
Now we have deaths. And to Paul, who's trying to imply that illegals brought this, you're full of crap. You're full of crap. There is no evidence that illegals who are unvaccinated are making Amish folks sick and they're dying. None. Zero. Less than zero. Stop it. You're chasing the wrong rabbit and wasting your friggin' time and mine.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Aging control systems can increase downtime and risk. Graybar helps you plan the right automation upgrades to improve reliability and prepare for what's next. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Two dead from measles, first time in 36 years. It's sickening. Sickening. Don Yealy, the chief medical officer for UPMC, hadn't seen a case in 25 years. Now we have dead people. It's sickening. It's on you for not getting vaccinated. There hasn't been one case in Pennsylvania of measles with someone who is vaccinated. How about that? And Patrick, as I stated and as you have stated, the further you get out of cities, the more anti-vaxxers there are. Let me throw some numbers. The herd immunity threshold that they shoot for is 95% vaccination rate. The lousy counties, Beaver County, shocking, 91%. Fayette County, shocking, 92%. Greene County, shocking, 93%. West MoCo, Westmoreland County, 92%. Trump land, it's on you folks. Vote for who the hell you want. I don't give a damn. But you're putting yourself at risk, and this proves it. And it's ignorant. And it's making me angry today. One of the best docs I've ever known who's seeing this phenomenon of folks who don't like vaccines and don't trust them. Dr. David McIsaac. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Marty, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
My man, this is unsettling, is it not, sir?
It is. It is. I'll be honest with you, Marty. You know, I haven't gone through medical school and training in the 90s, early 2000s. I really never thought clinically we would be looking for cases of measles or rubella, polio. I mean, these things were pretty much eradicated. You know, it was even when I was training, we didn't see them. I mean, they were just things you heard about, read about, saw pictures. You know, it's really a shame.
Hey, tell our listeners what you said in your text about vaccines and the general public.
Yeah, I think in general, Marty, there's people that have become more skeptical across the board that are just having a general mistrust of vaccines. I think there's multiple factors. I mean, the vaccine disputes and arguments and everything started, you know, maybe 20 years ago, and we've seen other vaccines that have been polarizing, like Gardasil vaccine, which you're very familiar with, the HPV vaccine. You know, those have been polarizing, but now we're into a new realm of vaccines that are rapidly spread throughout communities and could be lethal. And I think that for a long time, people were thinking, well, hey, I don't need to get vaccinated because no one has this condition.
Right.
No one has this. So the more people that chose not to vaccinate based on that premise, now we're starting to see it manifest into clinical outbreaks, epidemics, deaths. It's, you know, these are core central vaccines that are important for community medicine, and the rates are just dropping. But yeah, I mean, even among my patients, Marty, you know, and I have a really well-informed patient
base. Yeah.
They read a lot, but there's just like a general mistrust now.
Come on,
and you know, it's for various reasons.
No, it isn't. It's Trump and RFK. Come on, Doc. I love you and all, but it's Trump. Come on, man. It's politics. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, but to be honest with you, Marty, I think like a lot of
I don't care what it is. Just get the damn vaccine, man. People are now dying, Doc.
No, I know. I mean, in the trenches, we're telling people, listen, put your political beliefs aside.
Yeah.
Protect you, protect your family, protect the community. But in all fairness, though, Marty, I think that, you know, a lot of people felt a little bit burned by the COVID vaccine and everything with that. I mean, I'm just telling you what people are reporting to me.
Come on, my man. Your boy Rob would be almost died if
I know.
COVID.
I know.
Come on, my man.
I mean, that first wave of COVID was brutal. I did the vaccine. You know, a lot of people did. But I just think in general, people find the truth that they want. And
it's
a lot of people are looking at.
So damn true.
You know. And people are looking at things going, hey, if this was the, even if they feel that was the case with the COVID vaccine, they should be able to think through it enough to say, well, these vaccines are good for us and protect us.
Hey,
and
Doc,
these are not political weapons or
Doc,
anything like that.
Doc, have you ever in your, how long have you been practicing, Doc?
24 years.
Dr. McIsaac, one of the best in Pennsylvania. Have you ever seen a measles case, ever?
I have not.
And now we have two deaths in 90 cases.
Yep.
Sickening.
Yeah, in increasing. I mean, we don't know how many people are going to end up getting it. I think when I was reading yesterday, a lot of them were in Lancaster County.
Yep.
Like you said, on the outskirts, in the less dense populated areas. But, I mean, these are things that our government and research and everything in the mid-1900s fought to like eradicate, and we had it under control.
Yes.
Now it's like gas in a match. We all knew, unfortunately, this was going to happen. But I encourage my patients, even patients that come in and say the things you said, like, hey, you know, this was COVID vaccine, blah 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 blah, Trump, blah 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 blah. But I'm like, think of it in terms of your children and your family, and these vaccines were from a time when, you know, Trump wasn't even born yet.
Thank you.
Or, you know, maybe he was a young guy, but, you know, so I really encourage my patients, Marty, to look at them on an individual basis.
Do you really have patients that say I won't get the? Do you really have patients, Doc, that say I won't get the vaccines? Do you have them still?
No, not.
Right.
I mean, very few, especially like the pediatric vaccines this. But, to, you know, very dear thing to you, Marty, the Gardasil vaccine, it's still very polarizing.
Well, the HPV, parents felt as if, because it's transmitted through sexual activity sometimes, but 100 million Americans have this HPV virus. It's how I got cancer, nearly died. And parents think if their kids get it, that it makes them sexually active, and that's a friggin' lie. It protects them from friggin' cancer.
Exactly.
But to his point, he's right. It's
that,
right.
That is one of the vaccines, Marty, that I spend a lot of time counseling families on. Like, you know, and I have longer appointment times, but when a family says they're in for a physical, and they, I said, all right, guys, time for the Gardasil vaccine, HPV. And not a large percentage, Marty, but enough that I see it quite a bit where they say, nope, we're not doing that. My, you know, and I want to have that conversation with them where I'm like, why? And let me explain to you the reasons behind it. And I think I've gone through to a lot of people to get that one. But if anybody ever asked me about measles, mumps, rubella, polio, I would say absolutely. Like, my daughters are 7 and 8. We did all of those. And
hey, one of my boys, his granddaughter's pediatrician, refused to accept her as a new patient unless her parents agreed to follow the recommended vax schedule. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of pediatricians are like that. Now, in my practice, Marty, we see ages 6 and up. So the vast majority of the pediatric patients we assume care for have already gone through the pediatric vaccine stage. And I'd say the percentage of non-vaxxers in my, like, across the board, not vaccinating against anything in my practice.
No, of course.
Well less than 1%.
Wow.
Well less than 1%. So our patients vaccinate. They're pretty judicious about which ones, but for the people out there that can't separate the politics and individually look at each vaccine.
Come on, man.
They're doing themselves a disservice.
The moon ain't made of cheese, brother. Dr. Dave Mikozyk, you are my man, one of the best doctors in America, and one of my favorite people. Thanks, brother.
Marty, thanks for the kind words. Always appreciate it, and you take care. We'll talk to you soon.
He's brilliant, and he's basic, and he tells the damn truth. Hang in there. I want to take your calls. It's got a lot of people fired up, but we now have dead people from the measles. Dead. Yeah, dead. Man. 1.2 million COVID deaths. 1.2 million. At least 90% were preventable, they say, with the vaccine. I don't know what to tell you. I find it alarming that two docs, so we talked to Mikozyk, who's cool as hell, as you can tell. Been at it almost 25 years, had never seen a case of measles. Now we have two deaths. And Don Yealy, who's one of the prominent physicians in the country, hadn't seen a measles case in 30 years. And now there's two deaths and people walking through the doors at UPMC with measles. And now they're contact tracing 100 people because they have someone who could be spreading measles. There you go. Go ahead, Annette. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, good morning, Marty. You know my girls really well, the Ribbon Girls. My youngest has a immunodeficiency.
Hold on, explain that to people. They're wonderful girls. Go ahead.
Yep. It's a primary immunodeficiency where our immune systems don't work like normal immune systems. We don't make antibodies or what they call IgG to make the antibodies to protect us from diseases. My kids and I are all fully vaccinated. But those vaccines don't work to their full potential, unfortunately, for us, like for others with healthy immune systems.
I see.
Now, we rely on those that are vaccinated to not obviously spread it.
Makes sense.
And also those that are vaccinated, when they donate plasma, that's what gives us some immunity towards this.
Oh, it's amazing.
So if it comes to the fact where people stop getting vaccinated for these diseases, then we stop getting our immunity as well, because that IgG from plasma is what helps us stay healthy.
Thank you. It's important stuff. Wow. I love her. Courageous woman. Dawn, go ahead, man.
Okay. like there's different people. Like I think what is the population of Pennsylvania? About 13 million people.
Yes,
they
yes,
say?
Sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if that's what the estimate, there might be one out of a million people might be allergic to that any vaccine.
Huh?
So you have.
What's your point, 13, Don?
All right, so you have 13 million out of the population of Pennsylvania that can have an allergic reaction, and you only have two deaths.
All right, Don. You pass on it then, brother. Knock yourself out, Don. Do the math, Dom. Don't call us. We need a doctor. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, what are they, what's the thing that's supporting, what's causing the, if we were on the side to be eradicated, what are they saying that now just newer generations not getting vaccinated?
It's a combination. It's a combination of misinformation and the vaccine rates are down because of fear and paranoia. It's a combination, mostly parents. Okay. And older folks. Yeah.
Yeah, but when it was eradicated, the Amish community still never got it back then. So what's causing it now that it has to be an addition of people not getting vaccinated.
Right on. No. Everything you're saying is spot on. So you have a larger population than any time in history that isn't vaccinated. And so you have more folks exposed to folks who aren't vaccinated, and now you have two dead people. Vicki, go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
So, I'm a nurse. I give vaccines. I trust vaccines. But back in the 80s, a corrupt physician named Andrew Wakefield was paid to fake studies.
Okay, now you're going back 40 years. What's your point, Vicki? We're going back 40 years. What do you want?
They're still using those fake studies.
No, they're not. We're not. The liars are, people who want to support their lies are, but Vicky's right, they grab these lies. Dr. McIsaac said it best. You seek out your own truth. And what's happened is the idiots seek out other idiots to verify their idiocy. And now we have people dying. You can find out that the moon is made of cheese and the earth is flat if you wish to. You can. You really can.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.